Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So yesterday we had Ross Tucker on the show, our good friend, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know why I need to promote his stuff. He's busy stealing yours, Seth.
Yeah. Sitting here. He's done this before, and now he's doing it again.
He is.
This was on, one of our listeners sent this to me, and he was on, it looked like he was on CBS.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was on, you know, he's on a network basically stealing my take.
Well, he did tell us before he was going to do this that he would steal the take. Here was Ross with us yesterday. Seth laying out a great take on the injuries to the 49er quarterbacks, and Ross saying, hey, I like that.
I think there's earned injuries and unearned injuries. Like, sometimes you might just get lucky because your opponent's quarterback gets injured. The Eagles in that game had earned injuries on the 49ers quarterbacks, you know, and that's against a team in the 49ers that kind of bully guys all year long. So I feel like the Eagles earned those injuries, and part of it was that Kyle Shanahan was using basically lay people off the streets in the form of tight ends to try to block Hassan Reddick. What did you think of that?
You know what, Seth? That's a great point that I am going to use the rest of the week and all my media stuff. Because, no, you're right. No, you're right.
Okay, good enough there. So this is a listener sent this to you, Seth?
This was Birch on Twitter.
Birch on Twitter.
I don't know.
Who's one of our watchdogs. Be careful, people. Or actually, not be careful. If the rest of you out there could be more like Birch and let us know when people are stealing our good takes, they can have our bad takes. here was Ross yesterday on... You said,
it looked like it was some kind of CBS. Maybe it was CBS something online or something.
Okay.
I couldn't quite see the... He just sent me a... He recorded it with his phone.
With his phone, okay. Maybe CBS Sports HQ. They do a lot of internet stuff on there.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, here is Ross Tucker stealing from Seth Payne.
I will say this. The last thing I'll say about this, as much as it stunk, because, you know, the game was kind of over then, you know, it sounds weird to say this in the context of a sport, but this is football. The Eagles earned those injuries. I mean, Reddick hit Purdy hard on the elbow when it was back like that. And by the way, Kyle Shanahan... Why are you having tight ends block Hassan Reddick? Why are you doing that? And then, you know, I think it was Sue. I can't remember who hit Josh Johnson. So the Eagles D-line, it was not like those were fluke injuries.
I thought for sure when he made that transition and he's like, oh, by the way. I thought he was going to say, no, by the way, big credit to my friend Seth Payne, who spoon-fed this to me.
I think it's pretty obvious what kind of a boss Ross Tucker is, like a manager. He is the manager that takes your ideas and then sends them up one level without any attribution whatsoever. That would be – I would never go work for Ross Tucker, ever, ever. He would take your ideas and just use them to elevate himself. This is what you get from these Princeton types. That's how they succeed and get to the spots they are in the world.
Yep. Cornell is the take feeder to the Princeton system. You're like the
collar bunch. We're like actual Americans.
You're like the Pittsburgh. The Pirates are to the rest of Major League Baseball. Like, oh, let's cherry pick Brian Reynolds and Garrett Cole and guys like that. Let's cherry pick your good takes.
We're better than that. Don't compare me to the Pirates ever again.
Well, that
was Harvard, bad. Princeton, and Yale, the problem they have is that they they really wish they were English. Like, they really, really want to be aristocrats, so they behave as such.
Okay.
They basically take the sweat and blood of the serfs okay. that live on their land and use it for their greater
glory. My daughter never got that memo, evidently. I need to let her know that.
Did you start exploiting some people?
Yes, please.
Taking advantage of some people?
That would be good. Yeah. That would be
so,
good.
So, he said he was going to do it. He's done that before, yeah. so I didn't. It wasn't a surprise to me.
Are you more flattered by that, or do you have beef with him now over that?
I'm flattered by it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I still did a better job of delivering the take. If he had done the take better, I'd be upset.
Okay, okay.
Although I did couch it a little bit. I got to stop saying I feel. If I'm gonna be big, big cocky sports
right.
Talk
if someday
guy,
you're gonna do the interview on CBS Sports HQ,
And I shouldn't be saying I feel like something. No, my word is the word of God.
That's right.
And whatever I say is so. Yes.
We've got a text here.
I feel.
no more. I feel. Trailer Wheel and Frame text page. Thank you. 8379. This goes back to us talking about Tony Romo a couple segments ago. So if you missed it, you can rewind or listen to the podcast later. Seth and I were going through some theories on why everybody seems to be out on Tony Romo as a broadcaster. So Jim Nantz found his way into that conversation, understandably, because he's Romo's broadcast partner. 8379 says, I personally don't like Jim Nantz anymore after I heard how he really is by losing his cool with Ron the Show Hughley for no reason another time as well. He comes off acting like his bleep don't stink. Your attitude defines you. That's from Chad on the text page. Do you want to relive the magic of that moment, Seth?
This was before the Houston Sports Awards COVID year.
Yeah.
It
was one of the years that Deshaun was a topic.
It was 2000. It was the first year out of COVID.
Okay.
Because we had it outside. That's why they were having it outside
up at the Woodlands. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the theater.
So it would have been 2021, I think.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. It was 2021. Probably before all the lawsuits started flying on Deshaun, right? Because the lawsuits didn't start coming down till March.
Yeah, it seemed
that
like it
year.
Was like February of 2021.
That's
or so.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So it was just at that point, it was just that Deshaun wanted a trade at least.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So here was that moment.
With the Texans, have you ever seen an offseason quite like this from.
Hang on. Pause, man. Let me set the scene. Because Jim Nantz, Show and Clint were back in the studio doing these interviews, and Nantz was out at the Houston Sports Awards with a headset on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so
so there's the red carpet.
Yep.
You would walk up.
Yeah.
So we were all everybody's kind of lingering out about it, like where the car drop-off was.
Right.
And then the red carpet. And so who was there? Was
our,
Tyler there?
Our boss at the time, Tyler, was there. I don't know if it was Tyler at that time. Armin was there for sure, our old boss.
Armin was there at a little table.
Yeah, and
he gave the headset to Jim Nantz.
To Jim Nantz, who was then being interviewed by Show and Clint, who were back in studio.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, this takes place. It's going to sound like they're in the same room. Show and Clint can't see Jim Nantz when they're doing this. It's almost like a very clear phone call. So again, resume.
With the Texans, have you ever seen an offseason quite like this from the end with the quarterback?
Honestly, it wasn't even on my mind, man. I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy. No, I mean, you know, I live in California. I know what the national media is writing about it. I sure hope all this gets worked out, but I don't have much more to say about it than that right now. It's not. I'm trying to make my way through about 100 media members that are friends of mine. So,
well, we appreciate you stopping.
What else you guys got?
That's it.
We want to talk about what's wrong with the Texans.
Now the adventure.
Well done, guys.
The adventure.
Now I want to talk about the Super Bowl or the Final Four of the Masters. Huh? We want to talk about what's wrong with the Texans. Gotcha. I know where you're coming from. Thanks, guys.
Literally, I was standing there when it happened.
Jim Nantz.
I don't even.
Hold on, so.
Okay, that's stupid. You're in Houston. What the hell do you think we want to talk about the damn Masters for? You kidding me? Did he just hang up?
I think you got hung up on, bud. We got hung up on.
Wow. Okay, I pissed him off this one. Wow. Are you kidding me? You didn't even have to. I said, have you seen an offseason like this with the Texans? Nobody telling you to go into depth with anything? It's easy. You're a pro. Are you kidding me?
You know what? he made a really good point there. Like, they didn't ask a hard-hitting question.
No.
Like, they didn't even ask, like, what should the Texans do or anything. And it really – so Jim Nance was there receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. And I guess he did just expect to just go up and have a bunch of little –
fluffy questions.
Like, little fluffy questions or something. It would have been – you're right. Nance could have just – told a story about some crazy time back in the day with the Oilers or the Astros or the Rockets or something. And it didn't have to be a hard-hitting interview. I feel like it was, you know, when you get – he probably wasn't tuned into the Texans or the Deshaun Watson stuff at all. And it's weird because you wouldn't think that Jim Nance would be in a position to feel – maybe a little bit insecure about it. Like, that's what happens sometimes when somebody asks you something and you're not aware of it. You get a little angry and defensive about it, and that's what he did.
Dude.
As he's receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award for being an incredible broadcaster.
I never thought of the irony of that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Like,
yeah.
He couldn't handle a softball question about a major national topic on his way in to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award for giving his tie to children. So it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, no, I was there for it. It was weird to be on. It was weird to be standing next to it because I couldn't hear what was going on. He just abruptly takes off the headset and walks away. I'm like, well, that was a short interview.
Yeah, I went up and I remember talking to you guys because everybody looked kind of shell shocked.
Yeah,
like it just got. Yeah, so I don't know if he. The weird thing too was that Clint was really trying to soften everything.
Yeah,
and he wasn't having any of it.
Yeah, Clint was trying to transition onto another question, which is what my guess is they would have done anyways. You know, like I don't think they thought it's not like they were bringing Jim Nance on as like he was Ian Rappaport or something like that.
Yeah, no. Show made a really good point there, which is they weren't asking a hard hitting question.
Right.
He just said, "Well, this has been crazy, hasn't it?"
Right.
Or something along those lines.
All right.
And yeah, Jim Nance could have easily just talked about the old days right
there.
Yeah,
man.
Huh.
That was a moment for sure. All right.
And now Jim Nance will never come on our station again.
Well, whatever. It's not like he's ready to answer the hard questions, evidently. We'll be all right.
This is what he's getting. His karma was that now, ever since then, Tony Romo has been an absolute disaster on air. He's now considered to be one of the worst broadcasters
the
in football.
Karma gods pointed their hands to cast a spell, and they misfired. Oh, crap, I hit Romo. Oops. Nance is fine on the broadcast, but Romo's babbling like an 8-year-old. This is bad. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610.
God, I wish I had Deardorff. Can I just
Deardorff?
Those were the days. Just give me Deardorff.
I didn't hate Deardorff. I'll tell you, there was something about Deardorff.
Deardorff had some Romo qualities.
He did.
Deardorff would put some doozies out there.
He would. Let's get to headlines in the next segment. Also, is it necessary for a guy who is a the scapegoat or the you know, the person who makes the big mistake in a game, does he need a teammate standing by filtering questions by his locker? Is this necessary? You're going to hear what it sounds like next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.